moving to our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review, and we're joined by Cassidy in the studio. Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Sorry. Good. No, you know you're good. So tell us about the album that you chose to review for us this week.
So I chose to review Unreal Unearth by Hozier because I am absolutely a huge Hozier super fan. I love him so dearly. I don't think he's ever released a bad album. Hot take. Probably not a hot take. I feel like a lot of people like Hozier. But yeah, this album, so good. This is a no-skip album for me, actually.
Really?
Which is so rare for me because I'm kind of picky. But I feel like every song just, like, blends so beautifully into the next. And, like, there's a bunch of, like, juxtaposition between, like, just, like, he mixes, like, his old folk sound and, like, really, like, slow melodic pieces. But then he has, like, really upbeat ones that are, like, more poppy sounds that are kind of, like, I don't know, more like what you'd hear on the radio, you know? And he has one that's with Brandi Carlile, and that's actually his only feature on this album, which is interesting, but it's really, really good.
That's super interesting. I love that. So what are your favorite songs off that album?
So my favorite song, 100%, is Day Selby Part 2. That is the second track on the album, and it's definitely one of those more, like, upbeat pop, but it's, like, funky. It's, it's incredible. But I also love Eat Your Young, which we're about to hear here in a few minutes. And that one I also love because I just love how he's been, like, kind of doing the pop thing because I feel like people kind of, like, put him in, like, this, like, oh, like, he's, like, a folk, like, alternative rock artist.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I'm going to do stuff that's, like, I mean, it's still definitely alternative. but he's definitely, like, putting his own spin on it, which I love.
I love that. It creates the, like, uniqueness of the artist to be able to take your sound and be like, okay, I could put it in this format or this one, you know, like, kind of having your pick as an artist of, like, where your music goes. That's so cool.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I really loved about it, for sure.
I love that. So we got to play a song from that album for you guys. This is Eat Your Young by Hozier right here on New Music Monday with Eat Your Young off his album Unreal Unearth for our album review this week by Cassidy. Cassidy, what are some wrap-up points that you got? Any standout moments on that album?
So I actually, Logan reminded me of this unknown slash, I don't know how to say it. I always just say unknown slash nth, but I don't know how to actually say it. But it has an insane part. I think it's like 2 minutes into it. I'm not gonna like sing it because I can't, but it's so good. And you can hear Hozier's like Irish accent come out.
Really?
And it is like, this is a transcendent album for me personally. I was driving back to ISU this weekend and I was listening to it and like the sunset on the highway and I was like, oh my gosh.
You're like, this is peak of life right here.
Right? But yeah, it was a great album. I'm super excited to see what Hozier's doing. And you guys were talking about festivals. Mm-hmm. I have heard some rumors that Hozier might be at Lollapalooza.
Oh.
So if he is, I'm gonna be front row. 100%.
Cass is like, I'm gonna be center stage, front row.
Actually, yep. Gonna be on stage.
Yep, on stage with a VIP pass. Like, she's gonna have it all.
Manifestation is key.
Exactly. You'll get there, don't you worry. Well, that is it for our album review this week from Cass. But if you missed anything or want to read the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you could read the full thing there.